If you have your Bible and want to turn with us, I want to just look at John chapter 14. I want to start out right here. John chapter 14, verse number 1. The Bible says this. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me." I want to preach a minute tonight, if God will be my help, on the thought to believe. To believe. I've had conversations in the last few weeks, and I guess God just keeps bringing me back this because people keep asking about it, what it means to believe. Amen. How you believe. Why you believe. Amen. What do we believe in? You know, a lot of people can believe. Amen. And we know the definition of, I've given it to you hundreds of times. It means to trust in and to rely on and adhere to. But that could be anything. Amen. We can believe in anything. We can believe that bear runs around the woods, and he does. Amen. It'd be true. Amen. You say, well, we got to believe the truth. Well, that's true. That bear's running around. We seen him. He's down there behind Brother Ralph's truck. Amen. Made him look. Amen. But we got to realize to believe. Amen. What does it mean to believe? And I got to look this up, and I got my Greek lexicon out, and I was looking today and looking at different avenues and the definitions and the thing of what it means to believe. And it breaks it up in two aspects of believing. And I want to say it breaks up an aspect of you and I believing, and it breaks up in an aspect of where the Lord Jesus Christ is believing in us. Amen. I want to say that's bigger than I am. When I think about how the Lord Jesus Christ has faith in you and I, praise God, to do that, that's right. And He comes through us through His truth to speak to our hearts so that we can have the means in order to do and walk in a way that He'd have us to go. Amen. Well, they call these two different forms of believing in the Greek and lexicon, they call it two different names. They call it transitive believing. And it's needing a direct object on which to believe. In other words, there's a requirement to have an object to believe in. Amen. That's what I'm saying. We can't just believe in anything because anything won't save you. I'm going to say the only thing that'll save you tonight is Lord Jesus Christ. Faith and trust in the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus as our Savior. Amen. Believing within our own heart. And now we live in a day and an era that a lot of people say, well, I believe because Granny believed and Papa believed and Mama believed and Daddy believed. But that won't get you to heaven. Amen. I don't know how many people in our ministry, even the last 15 years since I've been here, I've had people in this valley that told me, Brother Bill, how my Mama was a good godly woman. You know, Papa was a good godly woman. But Papa and Mama can't get you to heaven. Amen. It takes faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, that transitive person that we believe in is Lord Christ, Lord Jesus. It's that person of Christ that we believe in, that we entrust in. Amen. In other words, our trust is rooted in Him. We believe in Him. We believe on Him. And without Him, we don't have any hope. But we believe tonight on Him, praise God. We entrust ourselves in Him, our lives to Him, praise God, because we know that He is the Savior of the world. The Bible tells us He came, Brother Billy, to seek and to save those that was lost. Amen. I don't know about you, but one day I was lost. Amen. Now the devil comes around all the time, and he'd still like me to believe I'm lost. Praise God. Amen. Don't you? Hey, don't. They done the same thing for you. He'd love you to believe that you're lost, that you didn't really get in. But praise God, I won't tell the devil in the world, praise God, that I got saved by the marvelous grace of God, Brother Kevin. I put my faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. It's not what I done. It's not even what I done that night when I bowed and said, Lord, please forgive me a sinner. It was what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary, and it's faith in that. It's in trusting in what Jesus did for me. Not only did He die for me, not only did He shed His blood for me, but praise God, on that third day, the day that we celebrate Easter, He got up again. Amen. Praise the Lord. He rose from the dead. And now He gives us hope, praise God, that we can rise above death also. Now death is this world. Death is all those things that would easily beset us, those things that would drag us down into the pit. But Jesus Christ, through His death, through faith in His death, praise God, brought us out into the resurrection of a newness of life. Amen. So it's believing upon someone. It's believing on Christ. And committing our trust to someone. Now that means to have faith in Him. Do you have faith in the Lord? Amen. Now, I don't know about you, when I run into hardships and run into obstacles, the first thing I do, Brother Junior, is I say, Lord, please help me. I need some help here, Lord. I'm not able. I'm not fit. I'm not capable. Praise the Lord, I need you to help me. Hey, now, Brother Kevin, I do that before I get way out there. You know, a lot of times we'll try to press through it till we get to a place where we can't go no more. It's kind of like our Christian life sometimes is kind of like a snow plow plowing snow. And the snow's real deep. And what we'll do in our human nature, if we ain't careful, we'll keep plowing, praise God, and we start spinning and can't go no further. Piled up in front of us. Amen? And then we have to call for backup. Now, I know this for a fact because when I was a kid, my daddy done that a lot. I used to have a neighbor, Morgan, and my dad would have to go to work. And they were telling everybody, when we lived in West Virginia, said, today you got to stay in, the roads are impassable. Now, my daddy didn't know what impassable was, I reckon. So he'd get in his two-wheel drive pickup, and he'd head the 12 miles into Oakland to work. And he'd make it, most of the time he'd make it from the house down to the first turn and around to the bend where the snow would drift off a field. And it was, and that was pretty good because it was all downhill. And he'd make it that far. And then he would have to cry out, my neighbor Morgan, he'd be calling. He said, Morgan, can you come help me? I'm stuck. And Morgan said, I'd watched out the window and I'd see, watch for that little black, that black truck to start down through there. And he said, about sure enough, about daylight 30, there'd go Spence down there trying to head to work. And he said, I'd go get on the tractor, put my coat on, go get on the tractor and go down there and drag him back up the road. Back to the house, where he would sit and chomp at the bit, waiting for the snowplow to go through so he could go to work. And that's honorable, praise God. I thank God for that in my daddy. But amen, praise God. That's where we are a lot of times. We press through, praise God, trying to, without believing, putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that can help us. Amen. And we think we've got everything in control. You know, we know what's going on in all the aspects of our life. Without putting the Lord Jesus Christ, having the hope in Him. Now we see this very thing. Look at John chapter number 2. John chapter number 2, verse 23, the Bible says this. And now when He was in Jerusalem at the Passover and the feast day, many believed, now watch this, believed in His name when they saw the miracles which He did. But Jesus did not commit Himself to them because He knew all men. Now, what does this tell us here? He said, Jesus there at the feast, and He said that there's a bunch of men, there's a bunch of people believed in Him. But He did not commit Himself to them because they believed in Him. Not because He was the Lord Jesus Christ, He was the promised Messiah of God, but they believed in Him because of the miracles that He did. Amen. I'm thinking a lot of times we believe in Jesus because we see the miracles that He does. We see the things He's able to accomplish for other people in other lives and in our life even. But we believe it. In other words, what they was thinking of the Lord Jesus Christ, Brother Junior, they looked at Him as kind of being a good magician. Amen? I'm afraid that's what we got a mindset of sometimes, that we think Lord Jesus Christ, boy, He's the great the magician. He just does wonderful, magical stuff, and, you know, everything just fixes itself. Miracles happen. Things happen, you know. We pray and we ask and we receive it. Boy, what a magician Jesus is. Amen. We believe on Him for what we see, praise God, but we don't believe on Him because He's the Lord Jesus Christ, because He loved us when we didn't love Him. And in other words, we don't have that hope in us. The Bible says we ought to have a hope. Our faith and our belief ought to give us a hope. And that now a hope is something that we have that's going to have a certain expectation. Amen? That's going to bring an expectancy in the end. Look at Acts chapter 18. Acts chapter 18, verse number 4. The Bible says He reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Now we're talking about Paul. He said, when Silas and Timotheus were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth I will go unto the Gentiles. And he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshiped God and whose house joined hard to the synagogue. Now watch this, verse number 8. He said, and Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Do you see the difference in those two passages of Scripture? He said they were some that believed in Jesus for the miracle's sake. They seen him as a great magician. He said, but they were some that believed, praise God. Oh, they didn't see the miracles. They believed that he was the Christ of God. He was the anointed one. He was the one that was crucified on the cross of Calvary. He was the one, praise God, through the teachings of Paul, that got up from the dead, and they believed on him. Their families believed on him, and they got involved, praise God. And they were baptized with a baptism to where they was selling out and said, Lord, we're going to follow and walk with you. Amen. The others just said, well, you know, we believe it because what we can see, what we can get. Kind of like the feeding of those that was the 5,000, praise God. They seen it and they followed Lord Jesus Christ because they liked the free food. We're living today in our praise, Lord. Hey, listen, if a false Christ come on the scene and offered you a whole bunch of free stuff, boy, they'd be jumping on the boat. Amen. We're right there, young. Hey, don't you look down. Don't look down your Ecclesiastic nose at them folks, praise here, because we're just the same. Amen. We're in the same situation. We got people that want everything for nothing, praise God. Nothing. Hey, listen, if you want something, a little hard work, probably a little elbow grease will get you anything you want in America. Or it would. It's come to the time that inflation's going to kill us. We're going to go through some hard time. But praise God, I'm glad they still a God. It's a God of hard time. My granddaddy said, praise God, when he had the depression, said he didn't even know there was a depression. Because he said, we was just trusting God. He said, during the depression, we just trusted God. He said, when the depression's over, praise God, we were still just trusting God. Amen. That makes a difference. So we see this transitive belief, praise God, when we put our faith and trust in someone, praise God, with an expectancy of what he can do. But then we see not only a transitive belief, but we see a passive belief. Amen. When the instruction comes, and the instruction comes with something. Amen. The instruction comes with something, having something to committed to. Amen. To entrust in. Paul said he was committed, that God had given him a gospel that he was committed to. He was committed to sharing the gospel. He was committed, amen. It was put in his trust, it was put in his charge to share the gospel. Amen. He tells us in many places, he tells us in 1 Corinthians 9:17, if you want to write these down. I'm not going to go to all of them, it just for the sake of time. He tells us in Galatians 2:7 that the gospel was entrusted to him, committed to him. He tells us 1 Thessalonians 2:4 that the gospel was committed to him. 1 Timothy 1:11, Titus 1:3. Paul says the gospel was entrusted. It was committed to me. Paul said it was put in my hands to spread forth, to tell people about God Almighty. He said it was committed to us. But I want to say tonight, praise God, having said all that, Jesus Christ is committed to us too. Just as the gospel was committed to Paul, Jesus Christ is committed to you and I to guide us and direct us and to take us, praise God, in the directions that we never even thought about for God's glory, to give us places to dwell, safe places, praise God, where we can stand in the presence of a holy God, and we can rejoice, praise God, in His presence because He's there. In the 91st Psalm, the Bible says this, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. That's part of being a child of God. Coming into that place, that dwelling place, amen, that's close to God Almighty. I want to say you can't get too close to God. Amen. How close do you want to get? As close as you want to. Amen. You can't get too close. Hey, praise God. I won't climb up in his lap, snug up in his lap, put my head to his chest so I can hear the heartbeat of God like old John did. Amen. Praise God. When I get cast out on the Isle of Patmos by myself, Brother Jeff, praise God, I want somebody I can count on there with me. I want to hear that heartbeat of God when they lock me up, take me over, lock me up for preaching the gospel. Amen. These last days that we live. Hey, praise God, and I'm in that cell locked up in solitary all by myself. Praise God, I want somebody in there with me. I want to know that God Almighty, my Savior, He'll be in that cell. Praise God, He'll be there with me just like He was those three Hebrew children. Praise God, in the midst of that fiery furnace, He'll be there with me. I can hear the heartbeat of God. I'll be comforted in the Lord. He said, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. See what we have here? He said, my God, in Him will I trust. There comes that trusting. Amen. You can't believe without trusting. You can't trust without believing. Amen. It goes together. It's not separable. Praise God. He said, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Hey, you got some pestilent noise going on around you. You got some lips smacking around telling you all these things you ought to do that's contrary to the Word of God, contrary to God and godliness. Amen. You need to disallow them. You need to put them far from you. You need to just plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ask Him to forgive you your sins and save you by His marvelous grace to help you, praise God, to be an overcomer. Because that noisome pestilence, praise God, it's everywhere today. It's not only on you. It's not only on the church, but it's on every one of us today. There's a noisome pestilence. It's all over this country in which we live. Every community is not, there's no community spared this noisome pestilence. Amen. Pesty people, praise God. Pestilence all around us. It's a causing grief and sorrow. It wants to drive us away from God. But I want to say we ought to be like the children. Praise God, during the dispersal, the children of God, instead of being driven away from God, we ought to be driven to God. Amen. And we just lift up our voices everywhere we go and say glory, hallelujah, to God Almighty. Amen. You know, it's hard. The old devil don't know what to do with that. And you said, I don't feel like praise the Lord. Just go ahead and praise Him anyway. Praise the Lord. I guarantee you, the feeling to come. Because God, the devil has to flee. At the name of Jesus, praise God. You get to plead in the blood. Praise God. That old noisy pestilence, it'll go away. So He shall cover thee with the feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. There it is again, a place to trust. Praise God. In a dwelling place. Said, His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. One thing about the Lord, He won't lie to you. Now, most people in the world, they'll tell you anything that they think you want to hear. I've never seen such a time. I tell you, these jailhouse ministries, and I thank God for people that go preach at jails and things. I'm not talking about that, but these people that get in there and they'll say, I found Jesus. But I want to tell them something. Jesus I've never lost. Amen. I know what they're trying to say, but it's a jailhouse religion. I'm afraid there's a whole lot of a jailhouse religion in the world. People say, well, I found Jesus, praise God, and I kind of roll with Him when it's convenient. Amen. Hello? I'll go with Him when it's convenient. You know, when I need something, you know, He's like a shopping list. Amen. I'll bring my list up to Him when it's convenient, when I need something. Amen. But He said, praise God, we need to trust Him because He's true. He's that we can run with, that we can trust in. He said, thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Amen. He says, listen, said this, when we believe and trust Lord Jesus Christ, said, He is that safe place where we can go. When the world don't have a safe place for you, when there's no place safe, it seems like in the world, praise God, you can run to Jesus, praise God, and He'll cover you with His wings. Amen. I've told you this story before. My granddad had chickens. We've had chickens all my life. And I remember one day out there, that old hen, mama hen, she was down there in the bottom of a big old field. And there was a storm coming up, and before she could, I mean, she started clucking trying to get them little chicks. I mean, she had a whole brood of them. And before she could get them gathered up, and she was trying to head toward the hen house, that storm come up, and the lightning was a cracking, and the rain was beginning to pour down, and that little old hen, she threw them wings up, and them little old chicks run under her wings. I pray God, she cupped them up under there, and stuck her head get up under that wing. And praise God, that storm come and it raged, it pounded on her. But praise God, I want to say, when the storm was over, when the trouble had ceased, she pulled her head out from under that wing. I want to say, there's safety in the wings of the Lord. Praise be to God. And I want to tell you, when it was all said and done, there wasn't no harm come to any one of those little old chicks. Amen. The Lord tells us the same thing as the little children. He said that He would, if we would be just like those little old chicks, and we'd just run under that dwelling place of the wings of the Lord. Why? Because we believe in Him, praise God. And He believes in us, praise the Lord, that we'll do the right thing. When we get the right word and the right encouragement and point in the right direction, that we'll walk therein for God's glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't take rocket science to figure it out. That there's a dwelling place. A place where you don't have to be afraid. The Bible tells us not to be afraid. Amen. In Isaiah chapter number 12. Isaiah chapter number 12 and verse number 2. The Bible says, behold, God is my salvation. I will trust. Amen. There it is again. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah, that's God of gods. Amen. The Almighty God is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. You know how He become my salvation? When I accepted what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary, praise God. He has become my salvation. He said, therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. I want to say those wells of salvation, those are overflowing wells. Those are artesian wells. It's water that springs up. It springs up out of your soul. Praise God, it springs up on purpose, not by accident. Praise God, it comes up, and it comes up on you, sometimes unexpected, but praise God for the unexpected. Amen, glory, hallelujah. I'm glad these living waters that God's got, praise God, has flowed from the wells of salvation. He says, in that day shall he say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, just believe on the Lord, because the Lord is our salvation. Praise His holy name. Isaiah goes on in Isaiah chapter 41, verse number 10. The Bible says, and the Lord is telling us that He loves us. He's cared for us. He's taken care of us. And He said, we shouldn't be afraid. And He says in Isaiah 41 and 10, He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Why are we not afraid? Because God's with us. Amen. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, the Lord's with us. He said, never leave us nor forsake us, so He's there. Amen. Praise God. What does that mean? It means you can count on Him because you're trusting in Him and relying on Him and you're listening to Him. We adhere to Him. And God's making a difference in our lives. He said, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Now that's personal right there. He said, I'm thy God. I'm your God. I'm here for you. Praise His name. He said, I will help thee. You need any help? You got any areas of your life that you're having difficulties? Hello? Any areas you're having difficulties? Any areas you got problems? Then He said, just call upon the Lord. Jeremiah 33:3, God's phone number. Amen. Call upon the Lord if you need help. Amen. He said, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. He said, praise God. He said, Lord said, I'll reach down with that arm of power. I'll reach down to where you're at. You say, preacher, I've tried to get up to God. I've tried to get a hold of Him. I've tried to do right, praise God. I want to say our arm ain't long enough. We ain't strong enough to reach up and get a hold of Him. But He's big enough, strong enough, long enough to reach down and get a hold of us. And He said, He'll get a hold of you. He'll bring you up and He'll bring you out. He'll put us in a better place if we'll let Him. He said, I will help thee. He said, I will help you. How much more convincing do we need? The Lord said it, and hey, listen, the Lord can't lie. He said tonight, I will help you. Amen. If we'll call upon Him. With the right hand, hold you up by the right hand of my righteousness. So the Lord said, my power is there to help you if you'll let me. Amen. Because He cares about us. Amen. He believes in us. Amen. The Lord believes in you. He gives us faith, praise God, to believe on Him. And He has faith to believe on us. that we wouldn't be afraid. We don't have to be fearful. That we can trust the Lord because He's the one that offers us peace. Amen? Peace comes from the Lord. In John chapter 14, verse 27, the Lord said this to me and you. The Lord is getting ready to go out of here and He's telling them. He said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth." You know the world's a bunch of Indian givers. They'll offer you peace when it's convenient. But when it's not convenient, they'll aggravate you to death. They'll drive you crazy. Amen? They get up in your stuff and get up in your face and do all kind of crazy things to you. And don't bring you no peace. There's no joy, no happiness in it. But praise God. He said, "I give you peace. It'll make you happy. It'll bring joy." Amen? He said, "Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." He said, praise God, there it is again. He said, the Lord says, you believe in me. He said, "I believe in you. I'm trusting you, praise God. I'm going to give you the right information. You're going to follow me in righteousness, that's right in the eyes of God. And we're going to march on to victory." Amen. We got a place, praise God, in heaven that's prepared for those that's prepared for that place. Amen. God gives us that. He fills us. So He fills us to overflow, and He gives us the joy and the peace and the happiness from the throne of grace. Look at Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, verse 13. The Bible says this, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing." Amen. Do you know there's joy and peace in believing? That's where it comes from. You know, you can't have joy and peace from the Lord without believing on Him, trusting on Him, relying on Him, and hearing to it. He said, "Now the God of hope fill you," that means to be filled, filled up, "fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost." He said, it's the power of the Holy Ghost, that Spirit in you, praise God, that fills you to overflowing and gives you that joy and peace and happiness and hope, praise God, that comes from the throne of grace. God ministers it to us because we believe in Him, praise God, and He believes in you. Amen. He believes in you tonight, praise God. And it gives us, it takes us into the very presence of God. I'm talking about something to believe on. Believe on the Lord, praise God, because He believes in you. Amen. Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13 talks about that presence of God. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, He says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness," or in other words, greediness, "and be content with such things as you have." When you got Jesus, you got it all. Amen. I said, when you got Jesus, you got it all. You don't need nothing else. He supplies every need. He said, "For He hath said," now watch this, talking about the Lord, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Now that's a promise of God. God said, "I'll not leave you." And He said, "I'll not forsake you." He said, "I'll be there with you," praise God. He said, "I'll help take." He said, "I'll take care of you if you'll let me." And it goes on, verse 6, He says this. Now watch this. He says, "So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper." Amen. The Lord is my... Why? Because we allow Him to help us. Because we believe and trust in Him, and He is our helper. He comes alongside us, Brother Billy. He's that one that's there to help us in every instance, every situation. He's the one that'll bring us out, praise God, when we put our faith and trust in Him. He's the one to help us with our families, with our children, with our grandchildren, with our jobs, our finances. Whatever we need help in, God said He would help us. Amen. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my help. How can we boldly say it? Because we believe it. As believers, we believe that God is going to help us. The Lord is going to help us. He's going to bring us through this life, praise God. He's going to prosper us according to His will. And He's going to take us out of here one day for His glory. And we're going to be shouting around the portals of glory through eternity. World without end, thanking God for what He's done. He said, "I will not fear what man shall do unto me." You know, a lot of times we get caught up in what the world thinks. We better just worry about what God thinks. Amen. We better line up the Word of God and let Him begin to speak to our hearts. Because He's the one that makes the difference. Praise God. He said, "Remember them that which have a rule over you, who have spoken to you the Word of God, for whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen? So he says, if we believe in him, we trust in him, we rely on him, because we know his word is true. How do we know it's true? Because he can't lie. He's absolute truth, absolutely. So we just believe on him, we rely on him, praise God. We trust in him that he's going to, that we commit ourselves to him because he's committed himself to us. Amen. Jesus Christ has committed, think about that. Jesus Christ has committed himself to you. Amen. The Bible asks the question, is any servant greater than his master? If our master is willing to commit himself to us, shouldn't we commit ourselves to him? Because he loves us and cares for us. Amen. He's there to take care of us when we commit to him. Jesus Christ, praise God, is committed to us. He's committed to those that are committed to Jesus Christ. Amen. To help us, to persuade us, to show us, to love on us in so many different ways. We have to like one of them. Amen. So that we can take it and we can reciprocate that. We can take it out to a lost and dying world. That we can begin to love old sinners. Praying for them, lifting them up, calling their names out to the Lord that they might be saved. We need to be about God, the Lord's business. But in order to do that, we got to believe. We got to believe on something. Who do we believe on? Jesus Christ. We believe on Lord Jesus Christ. Not just an object, not just something, but someone. Which is Christ Jesus, our Savior, praise God. And we believe on Him because He believes in us. Amen. The Lord has hope for me. He is my hope. See that, you can say it either way. It's true. Amen. He is that help. He's that hope, praise God, that we have to those that believe. So believing is a very important part in our Christian faith. And believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, because He's the one that can make a difference in our lives. Amen. A lot of people, we can put our faith in somebody, but before long, they'll let you down. You can put your faith, you can believe on some group, and they may be running well for a while, but eventually they'll let you down. But if we put our faith, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and believe on Him, and He'll never let us down. But He'll always be that place of help. He'll be that place of refuge. He'll be that stay in the storm. A place where we can come and find solace from that storm. Amen. That's the way Jesus designed it to be. And for all those that would believe on Him so that He can believe on us. Amen. The one day He's got it determined that He's going to present us to the Father without spot or blemish or any such thing. Amen. Jesus said that. He must believe it or He wouldn't said it. But Jesus thinks that about you and He thinks that about me. Amen. In other words, what He's doing, He's saying that you're worth saving. Amen. Amen. You believe and you're worth saving. And he's you're worth Him committing Himself to you. He did that on the cross of Calvary. You realize if you'd been the only person in this world, He'd have died for you. Because He come to die, seek and save, to die for the lost. Amen. So Jesus came to die for you. Those who believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to trust in, to rely on, to adhere to Jesus Christ our Savior. Not just anything, but a person. A person of the Lord Jesus Christ.